ジャパニーズポット101.com、
Maybe.
おはよう東京、こんばんはニューヨーク、こんにちはロンドン。
ナオミです。
Peter here. Onomatopoeia Lesson 6. Let's talk laughter.
こんにちは。Hi everyone. This is Naomi.
In the previous lesson we learned...
ペラペラ。
If you want to be ペラペラ in Japanese, you've got to know this onomatopoeia, right, Naomi-sensei?
そうですね。That's right. 頑張ってペラペラになりましょう。
Today we have...
クスクス and ゲラゲラ。
Now, we can't translate them without context. So...Naomi-sensei, can we hear them in context?
最初花子はクスクス笑っていたが、そのうち大きい声でゲラゲラ笑い出した。
First, Hanako was giggling, but she soon burst into roaring laughter. What's the first onomatopoeia we're looking at?
クスクス、as in クスクス笑う。
To giggle, to chuckle, to titter. クスクス is the giggling sound used to describe women's suppressed laughter.Interesting translation here. Ah, one more time.
みたいな。
Ah, and you're not in the studio, so you can't picture it, but when Naomi-sensei did it, she put her hand over her mouth, which is a very typical thing for Japanese people to do.
Yeah, for Japanese women. Yeah.
Especially. In seeing that and hearing the explanation, it makes a lot of sense. The suppressed laughter, kind of the hand over the mouth.
みたいなぐらいですね。
How about a sample sentence, please?
何をクスクス笑っているの?
What are you giggling about? That is the first onomatopoeia. Okay, on to the second onomatopoeia. What do we have?
ゲラゲラ, as in ゲラゲラ笑う.
To guffaw, which means to laugh in a big voice, a nice hearty laugh.
Loud laugh.
So, ゲラゲラ describes the sound of guffawing in a rather loud voice.
コメディを見てゲラゲラ笑った。
I watched a comedy and laughed so hard. So think of someone like kind of uncontrollable laughter in a really loud voice.
Do you often ゲラゲラ笑う?
あんまり、not really.
Now I'd like to introduce a similar expression, ケラケラ.
Now ケラケラ is used for a higher pitched laugh. Kind of, it's higher than ゲラゲラ. Since the K soundAnd this is so interesting for me. And this is because the K sounds are usually used to describe lighter or higher pitch sounds than G sounds.
そうです。
Interesting. The K is in the original hiragana and the G, K, G. Ah, I could see it.
Gera gera is laughter, but really loud voice. Kera kera is a laughter, but a slightly smaller, like medium volume laughter.
Okay, Naomi-sensei, in your best, absolute best. Okay, Naomi-sensei, give us your absolute best gera gera waro.
Like, that's gera gera.
That's really good.
And this one is kera kera.
See, some things words can't explain. So if you want to hear kera kera and gera gera, just rewind. That's the perfect explanation.
And since kuskus, gera gera, kera kera are the sounds for laughter, we often use the verb warau with them.
Okay, let's recap the usage of the words we looked at today. And we're going to do this with sample sentences. Naomi-sensei?
The first word is kuskus. この漫画すごく面白かった。電車の中でクスクス笑ってしまったよ。
This manga was so funny. I tittered when I read it on the train. Well, you kind of...Trying to suppress your laugh.
Yeah, because you are on the train.
So you start to laugh and you kind of cover up. Right. Okay, what's the second word?
ゲラゲラ。ゲラゲラ笑ってお腹が痛くなった。
My stomach hurts as I laughed so hard. Okay, to wrap up, Naomi-sensei, in this lesson we learned?
クスクス and ゲラゲラ。
Naomi-sensei, can you finish this sentence using one of our onomatopoeia from today?
Sure.
Okay. Naomi-sensei wa Peter no joku ni?
Your joke? Warawanai. Okay.
You don't laugh?
I try not to laugh, but If I have to choose one, I would say kusukusu. 私はピーターのジョークにクスクス笑う。
いや、ゲラゲラでしょ。
いや、ケラケラかな。ケラケラ笑う。
Okay, that's all for today. Remember, learning onomatopoeia is essential for greater fluency and for taking your Japanese to the next level. So be sure to stop by the website and pick up the PDF. There you'll find a detailed write-up of today's lesson. Also, on the website, you can access some of the previous lessons with a basic or premium membership.Find out more about JapanesePod101.com by visiting JapanesePod101.com.
Give me your ゲラゲラ。This ケラケラぐらいでしょ。Come on.
I only have the ケラケラ。
そうね。ゲラゲラ。頑張って。
I'll try. I don't have the ゲラゲラ。
そうだ。
本当。
本当。
本当。No ゲラゲラ。Maybe one day. All right, that's going to do for today.